Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antin speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 18th of November, and ending on Sunday, the 24th of November. Wow, November's almost gone. Anyway, there are two big deals this week. One is that Pluto will enter Aquarius on Tuesday, the 19th, at 3:29 p.m. And the other is the Sun enters Sagittarius on the 21st at 2:56 p.m. So we have definite energy shifts going on. Oh, yes. So much is going on. If you are reading the Substacks, I just posted another one. This is Friday that I'm speaking, and that is about some interesting developments. So you can get to that, and it's not an astrology post this time, but there are a couple of other ones that are up there that are astrology posts. So the week beginning this Monday, we have the Moon in Cancer. And it is going to spend a lot of the day opposing Venus in Capricorn. And we are in the waning third quarter phase of the moon, which matters because what it's suggesting is perhaps the moon in Cancer is trying to give some of its understanding and experience on feeling levels and ideas about the home, the family, food, clothing, and shelter. That's the Cancerian realm, emotional security. And Venus in Capricorn has very different values. It's more traditional, and it wants to be an authority. So it's really not an easy conversation to have. And so we proceed, however, Moon in Cancer has a little bit better luck as she moves to trine, now direct Saturn in Pisces for the rest of that Monday and until 1:48 a.m. on Tuesday. So if you feel like you need to also be making plans with family about the holidays, you're better off doing it later in the evening on Monday Eastern Time. And, you know, it might be earlier for you, calculating if you're west of here. Also, at 9:07 p.m. on Monday, Sun in Scorpio trines retrograde Neptune in Pisces. Yeah, 9:07 p.m., that comes in. It's an influence for the day, and that is another one of our psychic channel aspects. Between the Sun, we're expressing some of the things that we are seeing or feeling in a visionary way. So Tuesday, we have also got aspects still in play for the Moon in Cancer, but it takes a long time for them to get there. So from, 1:48 a.m. in the morning, we have to wait until 11:56 p.m. Eastern Time for the Moon to sextile Uranus in Taurus, and that's a retrograde Uranus, of course. So there are some changes to the menu, changes to the values, things that you are looking for that might make it easier for you in cooking, electronic devices, maybe something you've seen before, you decide to go for it now. But while that is coming in, we do have this shift of Pluto entering Aquarius, and as I've told you before, it will never go back to Capricorn again. Now, one of the things that this suggests is that there may be some very big shifts that are going to take place in who is in power and what it looks like. So it's, Aquarian, so it's very hard. Anything Uranian and Aquarian is very hard to pin down. But there has been some interesting revelations that have taken place. And so something may come of them. I know when people think about it, if somebody says that, you know, there might be a recount or a reversal, people are so tired right now. It just is going to get, well, I hope so, but I'm not holding my breath kind of feeling. You know, this is such a natural thing for us to feel when we've been very emotionally attached and we've had to drop that attachment. It's like any other loss. So nobody wants to put their eggs in a basket where all the eggs could get squashed, right? So that's natural. But one of the things we can do, and with Moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus, ruler of Aquarius and Taurus, we can continue to put positive thoughts and energy into our environment. This is that lesson from Uranus and Taurus. You know, just say, okay, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm going to keep breathing. This is something I say in my Substack post that I posted today, Friday. This is, you know, okay to do that and also to continue with your light work, your rituals. I mean, I say the great invocation every morning, and I do some of the sending out of the love vibration both in the morning and the evening. I've been doing it for years. Why stop now? In fact, it's never been more needed. So remember this, because the power is in Aquarius, which is that energy vibration. And so we want to make sure that we're sending our own power in and not just becoming taken over by other power. And that's what I would say to you. I mean, it is going to be moving slowly, as it always does. And I will tell you that it's not going to be out of the lower degrees for quite some time. So if you are a person who happens to have the planetary energies in the lower degrees of this sign, you will be the receiver of the tremendous power of transformation. And even though Pluto will retrograde, it is going up to 3 degrees before the retrograde, and that will happen as we get into, let's see when it actually starts, is the beginning of May, 4th of May in 2025. And it will be on this 3 degrees is the degree that's getting the most of the attention of having this planet there. It will move back from 3 degrees to 2 degrees in July, around the 7th day of July, and stay in 2 degrees until it goes back into the 1 degree, which we will see it do in August. And let's see, I'm looking at about the 21st of August. But it will stay on that 1 degree also for quite some time, and then it will resume direct motion in October at 1 degree, 22 minutes of Aquarius, right? So this is something to understand. It's going to be in December at the end of 2025. It'll just get to the third decanate of the second degree. So in other words, the minutes are up to 25 minutes. So that's the Pluto story. What house is it going to be in for you? You know, is it going to change houses already or just change signs in the house it's been in transit? I think that's what happens for me. And where it is for me and where it's been in Capricorn for a long time is the house of personal self-expression and creativity. And so I am moving further into shifting certain ideas about my communications to you, and you're seeing that. In Substack, on Mondays, I'm still allowing the free subscribers to see the Moon Day Report, which is going to be very similar, and carry this information. So, and then it will move into the house that is my work and health. And so we'll be seeing an emphasis on the issues of energy in both of those places. So this is how it looks. And Pluto, of course, as I think I've said before, is it can be power in the hands of the group and the people and innovations. Or it can be power over, absolute power over the groups. So, you know, we don't really want to go back to something like that, do we? I mean, it's been a long trip for humans, not just in the United States, to be able to have individual expression and be in freedom of expression. And Aquarius is a sign of freedom also. So we want to know that we're visioning and empowering that vision, that we are still holding on to that power and not having another power decide what expression is okay. All right, so it begins 3:29 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, on Tuesday the 19th. And when we get into Wednesday, we've got the opening of the day as the harmony of the lights, Moon in Cancer trine the Sun in Scorpio until 6:20 a.m. There's been an overnight for the Eastern time trine from Cancer Moon to Neptune in Pisces, very also psychic, until 3:46 a.m., but this not quite 3 hours of the harmony of the lights in the water signs that deal with our need for security and our ability to express in a positive, managerial, I think I know how to be in control here way. So it's a flow that can be experienced on the inner and also in relationships on the outer. If you happen to be up in this time zone that I'm in, or you're, you know, 5 hours later in the United Kingdom and it's already almost noon, we go a little while and avoid, of course, Cancer Moon, and then the Moon enters Leo, 8:51 a.m., and the first thing it does 1 minute later is oppose Pluto and Aquarius. And after that, we're going to spend the day with the Moon joining Mars and Leo. So there is a struggle that day, a struggle between who's the boss, you know, who's going to be in the realm of the authority here, and whose kingdom is it? Because the Moon in Leo has that instinct to be that person, and Pluto is, you know, kind of more of an absolute power. Leo and Scorpio don't get along that well for that reason, and of course Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio. The old ruler of Scorpio is Mars, and this is the Moon making the conjunction to Mars. Now this can be, if you're, you know, on the same page with others, this can be very active energy until 5:15 p.m. Maybe it's sports energy, maybe it's entertainment energy, you know, it doesn't have to be what it can also be, which is a battle royal and an argument to remember, an argument for the decades, because it is strong in fixed signs. So try not to get into that, because it won't be out of your life, if ever, at least for a long time. The Moon is going to head to the sextile to Jupiter retrograde in Gemini until 7:21 p.m. on Thursday, the 21st. So it's heading in a far more upbeat, humorous, happy, benevolent direction. And while it's on their way, the sun enters Sagittarius on Thursday at 2:56 p.m. You know, it's interesting, we do have the Sagittarius energy for our Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, which is a sign that is Jupiterian in the sense of expansion and the bounty and the gifts. Hopefully we will be thanking and doing our gratitude every day, but especially when the sun is in the sign of Jupiter's gifts to us. And also the expansion of our perceptions and our ability to communicate them. The interesting thing about Sagittarius is it's also going to bring a lot of focus onto the foreign cultures. There's a couple of things that focus on foreign cultures can look like. One of them involves, you know, where there are wars and such like that. Some of them might involve who's been, you know, actually letting us know that they have been involved with someone who was recently elected in our country. I think this is such a phenomena to have something come out from the leader of a foreign country. Very, very interesting times we're living in. And the sun is going to sextil Pluto in Aquarius at 3:49 p.m. So that's the first aspect that the sun does, is give us a broader understanding of how we can use Pluto in Aquarius and go into the more enlightened consciousness, perhaps. So you may have some insights into how that looks for you. And the moon, again, going into a sextil, Jupiter is still retrograde, and going back over information and already the consciousness that was expanded. But moon in Leo is going to be looking more at having a good time. Can we be happy now? Can we just feel good? 7:21 p.m. on Thursday. And good conversations and meetings and things like that can be involved when the moon in Leo is trine Mercury in Sagittarius for the rest of that day and on Friday the 22nd, completing that at 1:36 a.m. Eastern Time. So it could be, you know, some of the holiday energy is getting, you know, active now. And, you know, we are going to have that holiday coming in the following week, but we may be also discussing travel plans and activities for that time if you're in that celebration mode. Venus in Capricorn gets to sextil a now direct Saturn in Pisces at 6:55 a.m. on Friday the 22nd, and this may be somewhere or other benefits coming to people who need them. But the moon in Leo is going to square Uranus in Taurus at 8:15 a.m. Friday, so some of those plans and ideas about spending are going to have a shift, a change, a sudden surprise. So just know that that is when you might find out. Then we are void, of course, in Leo moon. And it's nice for Leo moon because it's a sign that really values relaxation also. So this is a time, this is a day when you might hopefully get a lot of things done before Friday the 22nd. So you can have some relax and pamper yourself time, which is right up the moon in Leo's alley. But the moon will enter Virgo at 6:01 p.m. on Friday evening, and I pity poor Virgo moon, because immutable sign moons have, at this point in time, a lot of conflict with other mutable planets. And so the first one is the moon square the sun in Sagittarius until 8:28 p.m. on Friday evening. So this is where your inner instinctive feelings and your outer self-expression are not in harmony. They're in conflict. And so you may see those conflicts outside yourself. Of course, moon in Virgo wants analysis and order and perfection, and expansive sun in Sag, and not so much. So it's frustrating. And this also, the aspect of moon square, sun in the waning lunar cycle, brings us to the fourth quarter, the last quarter phase of the moon. And this is where we also begin to evaluate. And we look at authenticity and whether we feel that our life is reflecting who we are now, because we do keep changing over time. And so we might be seeing things that we know that we're going to have to change. And if we want to feel happy about how we're expressing for our own life, for ourselves. It's also when karma comes due and the bills need to get paid and we have to start completing our projects that have begun before this. It gets to be a little bit more frustrating for Virgo moon, though, in that respect, as it goes to the opposition to Saturn in Pisces, and it's the coming sign after 8:28 p.m. on Friday. This is the aspect that's coming in, and it is the aspect of the day on Saturday the 23rd. It will not complete until 7:24 p.m. Now, you may be able to feel a little bit more able to get things to happen early in the day before, say, the early afternoon, because this aspect may not be felt yet as an obstacle, but there are obstacles coming. And you also need to know that if you're making a plan for the future, because the moon tells the tale. And so if you start making a plan after 9 p.m. Eastern time on Friday and before 7:30 on Saturday, it doesn't work out well in the long run. But after this, you get one of the good aspects, of the many aspects that Virgo moon will have, and this is the trine to Venus in Capricorn. So this is when you can have conversations with people who are very fond of tradition and structure and order, Venus in Capricorn. So I would say if you're making plans, especially about family issues and, you know, if it has a traditional theme, 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday the 23rd, go for it. But after that, it's a moon square Jupiter in Gemini that brings us into 6:04 a.m. on Sunday, the 24th. And this is, again, you know, I can't get anybody to listen to me right now, Virgo moon says, because there's so much information and chit-chat and it's too much for me. I can't get it to settle down. And then the moon is going to square Mercury in Sag until 3:10 p.m. on Sunday. So here again, not the time to plan the travel, not the time to have any meaningful conversations. And then you do have a period where, even though Uranus is still retrograde, you can have an easier time, moon in Virgo, when you are going into the trine to Uranus and Taurus until 7:59 p.m. on Sunday. After that, it's the inevitable opposition to Neptune in Pisces. You know, we're getting closer to the end of that. Virgo moon and people with Virgo rising, this is very difficult for us because there's no reliability. There's no clarity. We are not being told the truth. And, you know, it's fog everywhere. And it may be fog everywhere if you're out and about, or rain or something that's blocking. So just be aware of that Sunday the 24th, late evening, until 12:35 a.m. on Monday. Oh, my goodness, what happens on Monday? No wonder it's so difficult, Moon in Virgo. Mercury has been slowing down. It has stationed on Sunday, and it retrogrades on Monday, the 25th. Oh, boy, that's going to be an interesting holiday. Retrograde Mercury in Sagittarius. Well, you know, just have to get through it, won't we? And I will be talking about that in detail in next week's forecast, at the end of next week when we get to the last day of November and the first day of December. We have the new moon coming in too, so we're going to have Mercury retrograde with lowering energy. Yeah, interesting. Well, we'll go day by day, won't we? And we'll do the best we can. And I hope you'll do the best you can with the week we just discussed. And I'll say goodbye for now.